I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're trolling through my more than 60-year journey in the musical world. And the last time I was talking about making a wonderful album with Nancy Griffith called Last of the True Believers. This was in 1985. And I think both Nancy and I felt that this was a really important piece of work as far as both of us were concerned, myself as a producer and herself as an artist. And one of the key songs on that album was a song called Goin' Gone that Pat Alger had written along with Fred Kohler. And I had talked Pat into, I'd met Pat in Woodstock back in 1977, and I eventually persuaded him to move to Nashville around 1980 and see what he could do as a songwriter. I really believed in Pat as a songwriter, as well as being a wonderful artist and acoustic guitar player. And I had, Jack Clement had given me the opportunity to learn how to run the control board at the studio, and I got a little session together for Pat of Kenny Malone, the drummer, Joe Allen, the bass player, and Charles Cochran, piano player, who all of whom had played on Don Williams' records and Crystal Gayle's records, and they all agreed to do this for nothing because it was for me, and that's the way things were at Jack Clement's. Nobody was in this for the money. So we did this session, a demo session of Pat's songs, and one of the songs was called Overnight Success.
With an old battered suitcase full of everything he owns, headed on a greyhound to Toontown with a head full of country songs. The home folks, they all told him, don't get your hopes too high, you know it's a long climb to the big time, but he just had to give it a try. And he sang a lot of good songs, he sang along with the radio too. Have a brand new song to do. He rolled into Nashville like so many had before. He saw some hard times working part-time at a late night grocery store. He often thought of leaving, taking the next bus home, but every time he got packed, he bounced back. He never stayed down too long. And he sang a lot of good songs. He sang along with the radio too. And anytime you'd come around to see him, he'd have a brand new song to do. Tips and beer, and just a short stand with the bar band, but he stayed for 15 years. Till one day he cut a song about a southern girl back home in Tupelo. A country DJ gave him airplay, and now you hear him everywhere you go. After 15 years of trying, he's an overnight success. But when the cheering stops, crowd goes home, he'll still be doing what he loved best. Sings a lot of good songs, now you can hear him on the radio too. And anytime you come around to see him, he's got got a brand new song to do. Yes, he sings a lot of good old songs. Now you can hear him on the radio too. And anytime you come around to see him, he's got a brand new song to do.
Pat Alger there with Overnight Success. And that was a song that we demoed when Pat moved to Nashville about 1980. And as it happened, I got a call while we were working on the song from my old friend John Allen Cameron from Nova Scotia, who had been on the 1969 New Folks concert in Newport. And he was in Nashville making a record with Randy Scruggs, Earl Scruggs' son. And I said, well, come on over. We're just hanging out here. And so he did. And he heard that song and he said, I'd like to record it. And he did. So on his very first demo session in Nashville, Pat got a cut off of, you know, right away. And this song, Overnight Success, is so true because it was several years before Pat really did have that success. I cut Once in a Very Blue Moon with Nancy Griffith on the first album we did, and then we did Goin' Gone on the second album. Both those albums were for Rounder Records. They weren't going to be necessarily played on the big country stations. But as fate would have it, my instincts told me at this point that I should get involved in publishing. Nancy Griffith and Lyle Lovett had come through my hands, and I'd helped them both find a publisher. But it seemed to me that I better develop something of my own that I could have to offer to people. And I went to Alan Reynolds and talked about it with him and with Terrell Tye, who worked for Jack Clement doing administration, copyright administration, and Alan's engineer, Mark Miller. And we just did decide at this point, 1986, late 86, to start a little publishing company, Forerunner Music. And the first person I went to was Pat Alger. And he kind of was ready for this. No one else had signed him up, and he'd been in Nashville for 4 or 5 years. By this point, he had a son, and he needed to pay the bills. So we signed Pat up, and Alan was working with Kathy Mattea at the time, and he'd been, of course, overhearing me mixing Last of the True Believers, which I mixed at his studio, Jack's Tracks. And Kathy Mattea recorded Goin' Gone, and here's what it was like.
But I had no one to return to as I wandered through the night. From the first time that I saw you standing silent by the shore, I knew my search was over, and I would look for love no more. Deep in the waters of love, I am falling, sinking like a stone. Deep in my heart,
Oh, there's my old bandmate Chris Luzinger from Cowboys Ragtime Band playing the guitar on Kathy Mattea's first number one record, Goin' Gone, written by Pat Alger and Fred Kohler. And that record was also 4Runner Music's first number one record as a publisher. And so Pat was off and running. His overnight success had finally taken hold. And so had mine, I suppose, after 30 or so years of doing one thing or another in music, I was finally somewhere near the big time. And it felt pretty good. And we, in addition to Pat at this time, my old friend Barry Tashin had moved to Nashville. Barry had a rock and roll band back in Boston in the 60s, Barry and the Remains. They actually opened for the Beatles on their only American tour. And then Barry eventually got involved in country music, got just taken in by it, and he worked with Emmylou Harris in her hot band for several years. And then Emmylou decided to move to Nashville, and Barry and his wife Holly moved. And they connected with me, and I loved their music. It was the kind of traditional-sounding, simple country music that I've always loved. And an old friend of ours up in Boston, Lynn Joyner, had a connection with Northeastern Records there and asked Barry and Holly to make a record. And it was called Trust in Me. Here's Barry and Holly Tashin.
He stole your heart and your money too. Told a lie when he said I do. Now he broke the vows he made. You ought to let his memory fade. When you're all alone and you need a friend, you can trust.
That's the way I like to hear it. That's Barry and Holly Tashin with their Trust in Me from their very first album that we made. And that was a part of the forerunner music, was that we would make, these were in the way of demos of the songs so we could play them to other artists, but they were also full-fledged records for the writers, Barry and Holly, and that came out on Northeastern Records. Here's another wonderful song of theirs, and it's very simple, as I say. This is Holly wrote this one, called Home. Beautiful, Barry and Holly Tashin with their song, Holly's Song, Home. And Stuart Duncan was playing mandolin on that, as he's a great fiddle player and also a wonderful mandolin player. And Stuart was in the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And, you know, one of the things about publishing songs is it isn't all just about hits. It's about getting the songs recorded by really good artists. And for my money, the Nashville Bluegrass Band was certainly one of the best bluegrass bands I'd ever heard. I loved the singing of Pat Enright and Alan O'Brien, and the banjo playing of Alan and the fiddle playing of Stuart Duncan, and they were just a great band. And so Stuart loved the song, and he took it over to the guys, and by God, they recorded it, and they did a beautiful recording of it, and that gave this song a life with an audience. Of course, I was very familiar with the bluegrass audience, they're real people, and they love these songs. This is it.
Journey's end. be my journey's end.
And the Nashville Bluegrass Band there with Holly Tashin's beautiful song, Home. And that's a great recording of that song. And now another writer that we started out with at Forerunner had come to me through Nancy Griffith. She told me about him, and I met him at the Newport Folk Festival in 1985. And it was David Mallett. And you would probably know David from his song, The Garden Song, Inch by Inch and Row by Row, that's been recorded by everybody from Kermit the Frog on up. And then David and I made an album. He came to Nashville to make an album, and I was just struck by his very, very unique take on things. And he's from the state of Maine, and he looks at life from that point of view. And here's a song he's got that we did on our first the album we did together, called Coming Apart at a Seams, about a small town guy in a small town and not doing too well.
Henry, you sure bought that whole James Dean thing right down to the end. Drinking beers and banging gears on the outside looking in. And it was a desperate time on the small town stage, but no prize coming for the coming of age. So you burn with a passion and you burn with a rage till the fire done pulled you in. And you, I was just a green-eyed kid and you were 2 years older. As I look back on those days in the dust, you're what we all want to be. And you were quick with a smile, and good with the wheel, and cool with the women, and you made us feel like we were all gonna rise in a flash of steel in some teenage fantasy. So I got you home down here, and I got you home coming Queens. Cause there's a bad kid coming to the party. Stares at the street sometimes with a lost look in his eyes. And your sad mama wakes in the heat of the night and she thinks about her baby and cries. Now all the night crew is all settled down. It's been 18 years, but it's the same old town. The sun comes up and the rain comes down on that hillside where you lie. So I got you home. Cause there's a bad kid coming to the party tonight, and he's coming from the streets. So look out your hometown heroes, and look out your homecoming queens. Cause there's a bad kid coming to the party tonight, and he's coming from the streets. You sure bought that whole James Dean thing right down to the end. Drinking beers and banging gears on the outside looking in. And it was a desperate time on the small town stage with no prize coming for the coming of age. So you burn with a passion and you burn with the rage till the fire done pulled you out.
David Mallett there with the story of Henry coming apart at the seams. Small town Maine. And as I say, Dave, if you listen to the lyric of that song, that's just a beautiful, extraordinary lyric. It just paints a picture of that guy in that town. And David had disability. And he was, of course, had come to Nashville trying to crack the country music scene. And a lot of people do this, and they think they got to write a honky-tonk song or write some other kinds of song than the song that really comes from their heart. And one day I was listening to David rehearse for a little show he was going to do with bass player Dave Pomeroy, and he played this song called Summer of My Dreams, and it was just a beautiful evocation of a summer's day in a place like Maine. And I'd never heard it, and I went in and I asked him, I said, well, did you just write that this summer in Maine? He said, no, I've had that for a while. So I said, well, how come I never heard it? He said, well, that's not for Nashville. I said, don't be trying to figure out what's for Nashville and what's not. And I recorded it right there on the spot, and I took it upstairs to Alan Reynolds, and he was doing it with Kathy. He wound up doing it with Kathy, but let's listen to David do it first.
Shade of this old tree in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance as the wind blows, as the days go oh so slowly, as the sun shines oh so holy on the good and gracious green. In the summer of my dreams, by the banks of this old stream, in the summer of my dreams, by the deep pool where the fish wait for the old fool with a wrong bait, and there's a field of purple clover, there's a small cloud passing over, and then the rain comes washing clean on the summer of my dreams. See the raindrops on the grass now, just like diamonds lying there by the old road where I pass now. There's a twilight on the air, and as the sun sets down before me, I see my true love waiting for me, standing by the back porch screen. In the summer of my dreams, in the shade of this old tree, in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance and the beans grow, as the days go oh so slowly, as the sun shines oh so holy on the good and gracious green. In the summer of my dreams, as the days go oh so slowly, as the sun shines oh so holy on the good and gracious green, in the summer of my dreams.
Oh, beautiful there, David Mallett with his song Summer of My Dreams. And as I say, when I heard that right away, I had David put a tape down of it, and I took it up to Alan Reynolds upstairs in our studio, he played it for Kathy Mattea. And as I said, one of the things about publishing, it's not all about hits. It's about getting the songs recorded by good artists who have a good audience. And in this case, Kathy Mattea was starting to have hits, and her albums were really starting to sell. And this recording of Summer of My Dreams by Kathy Mattea was on an album that sold more than 500,000 records. And here is her version of it.
In the shade of this old tree, in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance as the wind blows, as the days go so slowly, as the sun shines oh so holy on the good and gracious green, in the summer of my dreams, by the banks of this old stream, in the summer of my dreams, by the deep pool where the fish wait for the old fool with the wrong bait, there's a field of purple clover, there's a small cloud passing over, and then the rain comes washing on the summer of my dreams. See the raindrops on the grass now, just like diamonds lying there, by the old road where I pass now, there's a twilight in the air. And as the sun sets down before me, I see my true love waiting for me, standing by the back porch screen, in the summer of my dreams, in the shade of this old tree, in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance as the beans grow, as the days go so slowly, as the sun shines oh so holy on good and gracious green, on the summer of my dreams.
Kathy Mattea there with David Mallett's Summer of My Dreams, a beautiful recording, great string quartet behind her, and an Alan Reynolds production. Alan was a producer who didn't believe in putting filler in albums. He wanted every single song to be good. Didn't matter if they were all going to get played on the radio, and that made the albums things that people would really take care of and keep in their lives. And I think that set him apart as a producer. Kathy was having a lot of success at this point. And here's another Pat Alger song, She Came From Fort Worth.
From Fort Worth, but Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky. She's got a one way ticket on the next bus for Boulder, and it won't take long to say goodbye. She was working at a diner just a week ago, when a man from Colorado smiled and said hello. And he turned her head with stories about a cabin in the trees, where the wind can sing your love song beneath snow-capped mountain peaks. Now she's packed her favorite blue jeans and her favorite cowboy boots, left her apron at the diner for someone else to use. One last look in the mirror at the girl she used to be. Then the driver takes her ticket and she tries to fall asleep. She came from Fort Worth, but Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger the sky. She's got a one-way ticket on the next bus for Boulder, and it won't take long to say goodbye. And somewhere in the long dark night, the snow began to fall. Oh, the world outside was sparkling white when she heard the driver call. Everyone off now for Boulder, and have a real nice day. He was waiting on the platform, and he raised his hand away. And she offered no resistance as he took her to his cabin. And that diner in the distance seemed just like it never happened. Came from Fort Worth, but Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky. She's got a one-way ticket on the next bus for Boulder, and it won't take long to say goodbye. She's got a
bye-bye. Kathy Mateo with She Came From Fort Worth, a Pat Alger and Fred Kohler song. And Pat was really starting to feel like he was in a groove as a writer. And another person came in our door at Jack's Tracks about this time, a little earlier, Garth Brooks. And Alan started working with him as a producer. And we didn't have any songs on his first album, but Pat and Garth started getting together and writing, and that turned out to be a very good team. And this is one of their best songs. This is Pat's version of it first, Unanswered Prayers.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one I wanted for all time, and each night I spent praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. Just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She wasn't quite the angel I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time had changed me. In her eyes too it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days. There wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. Just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts often go unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Pat Alger there with a song of his and Garth Brooks, Unanswered Prayers. And that's a pretty simple demo there, but mostly Pat and his guitar and our friend Jelly Roll Johnson playing harmonica. But it really gets the story across. Now, Garth Brooks recorded it, and you can see the difference between a demo and a radio record.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. And just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me. In her eyes too it seemed.
We tried to talk about the old days. There wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, well, I looked at my wife. And then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. And just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
There's Garth Brooks's version of Unanswered Prayers that he wrote with Pat Alger. And we were beginning to get a picture here that Garth Brooks was selling an awful lot of records, more records than any of us had ever imagined a single artist selling all at once. And it's a little hard to know exactly why, but we were very lucky to be in this place at this time. And Pat Alger and Garth were writing a lot of songs together. And here's another one that has had a huge impact, The Thunder Rolls.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows. And the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart,
thunder roll.
Let's get in out of the rain. There's Garth Brooks singing The Thunder Rolls. My old bandmate there, Chris Luzinger, on the guitar. That was just one of the biggest hits of Garth Brooks's career that he and Pat Alger wrote. And, you know, I suppose you could say at a time like this, you might get a little... self-satisfied or something like that with your work. And Pat Alger was not that kind of person. He was always digging deep, and he would always be writing songs. And he was first and foremost writing songs for himself and songs that he could actually believe in and stories that he could tell that he believed in. And one of my favorite songs of his is a song that he wrote with our friend Ralph Murphy, and it's called Seeds. So let's listen to that.
Sometimes I stop on my way home to watch the children play, and I wonder if they wonder what they'll be someday. Some will dream a big dream and make it all come true, while others go on dreaming of things they'll never do. We're all just seeds in God's hand. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil and sometimes sand. We're all just seeds in God's hands. I saw a friend the other day, I hardly recognized. He'd done a lot of living since I last looked in his eyes, and he told his tale of how he'd failed and the lessons he'd been taught. But he offered no excuses, and he left me with this thought: we're all just seeds in God's hands. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil and sometimes sand. We're all just seeds in God's hands. And as I'm standing at the crossroads once again, I'm reminded we're all the same when we begin, and in the end, we're all just seeds in God's hand. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil, sometimes sand. We're all just seeds in God's hands. We're all just seeds in God's hands.
There's Pat Alger singing a song that he wrote with Ralph Murphy, Seeds. And as I was saying, this is a little deeper song, and a song with a good message, a heartfelt message. And the one thing about Alan Reynolds as a producer is he liked these kind of songs, and he trusted that the audience would like them too. And he wasn't dumbing down to some imaginary country audience. He respected the audience that was out there listening to music. And Kathy Mattea was that kind of artist. And I'm going to go out with Kathy's version of Seeds. And this is Jim Rooney, and I'm in it for the long run.
Sometimes I stop on my way home and watch the children play, and I wonder if they wonder what they'll be someday. Some will dream a big dream and make it all come true, while others go on dreaming of things they'll never do. We're all just seeds in God's hand. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil and sometimes sand. We're all just seeds in God's hands. I saw a friend the other day I hardly recognized. He'd done a lot of living since I last looked in his eyes. Told his tale of how he'd failed, the lessons he'd been taught, but he offered no excuses, and he left me with this thought: we're all just seeds